Potting Bench Diaries, 19th of July, 2023. It's been another week of intermittent rain and sun, and it's getting slightly annoying now, but I can't exactly complain because the garden is rather happy with getting what it needs. It's just that it doesn't exactly feel like summer, and it's mid-July. If you saw my Instagram post last week, then you'll know that all this stop-start has been getting me quite down in the dumps, and it seems that a tremendous amount of you are feeling the same. I try to keep things real across my social media and on here, and I'm glad that it struck a chord with you and that we're sharing the feeling together. This week though, I'm trying to step out and see the brighter side of things, and I'm sharing some of that with you in this episode. I've been watching across the garden, and in particular the dahlia buds, with anticipation as they prepare to open with a bang. And this week, the first two did just that. In traditional fashion, Totally Tangerine is first out the starting blocks, with its orange-pink single petals and dense double centre. We've got three of them this year, I think, and they're all at the front of the border, and I'm always bowled over by their beauty. A very reliable dahlia, and one that I'd highly recommend for almost any garden if you've never grown dahlias before, and even if you have. My second dahlia out the gates is the sensational Miss Brandy, sitting up towards the back of the garden amongst some of the other hotter coloured dahlias. This is going to be a returning dahlia for next year already, I'm certain of it. This is another largely orange dahlia, but with plenty of hints of yellow, deep red, and even purple in places. Before I bought this, I remember reading that it's quite the prolific bloomer, and it certainly is proving its worth already. A week or two ago, possibly longer, I shared about which plants I'm growing between the dahlias, which will help with unique foliage, and one of those is Dill Tetra. Now that it's come into its own, I thought it was high time for an update, with another photo over on the blog if you haven't seen it already. The small pops of yellow really stand out between the darker dahlia foliage, and it's probably time I got sowing some more before these ones are gone. This is realistically about the latest I'll be sowing any more now of this for this year, but you've still got time too if you want to. In keeping with the foliage theme, yet another thing that I'm adding in between things this year is chamomile, which is also brand new to the garden. These are actually rescue plants from Homebase, bought for the bargain price of £10 for £2, but they make for some interesting foliage at the front of the border. I've never grown chamomile before, but the delicate flowers also help to add something else in between those smaller gaps. That's all for this week. I'm off to the RHS Tatton Flower Show later in the week, so expect some flower spam over on Instagram. See you again next week.